For WNPR News, I'm Ray Hardman. Since Hurricane Maria devastated Puerto Rico last month, the island has been working to reconnect basic infrastructure. Meanwhile, many Connecticut residents with ties to the island have been working just as hard to reconnect broken family ties. All this week, WNPR's Jeff Cohen is part of a reporting team on the island, and he joins me now from his hotel in Old San Juan. How you doing, Jeff?
Good, Ray.
So tell me what happened today.
Sure. Today is our second full day on the island. We're staying in Old San Juan. We left early this morning to meet up in Salinas, a town about an hour or so south of here, with a team of veterans from Connecticut, an all-volunteer group of guys who came together with the assistance of another person who we've also spoken to in the past, another Connecticut native, a woman named Veronica Montalo. And what they did essentially was go to a river near the town of Salinas. They came with a 250-gallon pump or vessel into which they could pump river water and purify it and have people come and get it. And the problem here is that a lot of people outside, both within and outside of San Juan, are having trouble either knowing if their water is safe to drink and or if they're further outside having water at all. Granted, there is a lot of water. We were standing in a rainstorm today for about 2 hours as they pumped 250 gallons out of a rushing river. The problem is purification and filtration and making sure that it's not contaminating and make people sick. So that's how we spent our morning today.
What about the demand there? Were a lot of people lining up to get this purified water?
Yeah, well, so what's interesting is that there's no communication, right? There's no satellite, there's no cell phone communication. There's still no power in the homes, and there's no clean running water in most of the places. So you can't call someone and say, hey, there's 250 gallons of water here. So what happens is people drive by, they go home, they come back with a 5-gallon pail. Somebody had like a washed Clorox bottle, and they get water and they spend a little while, take water and then leave. And once they go back to their homes, they're able to tell other people that there's water. And then another wave of people comes. And by the time we were leaving, this group of veterans were already pumping another 250 gallons to refill their bladder.
Sounds like a really desperate situation. Yesterday, you got a glimpse into what healthcare is looking like on the island.
Yeah, we went to the town of Caguas, it's a city here, and went to one of the hospitals there and spoke with a surgeon there who has some Connecticut ties. His grandchildren live in Connecticut. We'll hear more from him in our stories in the near future. Who was talking about the challenge of the practice of medicine. For the first couple of days, it was all sort of emergent care and taking care of the people who had the most emergent needs after the hurricane. But as time goes on, so people who are diabetic become a problem over time. People who, if they have trouble getting access to their medications, people who are on dialysis, specifically, he was speaking about people on dialysis, may have to spread out the time between procedures. So it's a complicated problem. And add to that the fact that there's still no internal telecommunications at the hospital in his office. So then on top of all of that, people just show up to see the doctor, right? They just show up at a surgeon's office because they were about to start a treatment. They're in the middle of a treatment. So and meanwhile, the hospital's running on generator power. So people are surviving and people are getting by. It's a challenging environment for physicians. And some physicians are deciding to close their practices and leave the island altogether. So it's not an easy time.
Jeff, what do you have going on tomorrow?
In the next few days, we have planned potentially a meeting with the brother of a Hamden resident who owns a business here, who's trying to figure out what the next phase of his life is going to look like, and perhaps with some more medical care providers who are trying to bring acute medical care outside of the major hospitals and into the towns and villages where people live.
All right, Jeff Cohen, looking forward to hearing some of these stories coming out of Puerto Rico. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Ray.